Thank you so much, Glambitious listeners, for tuning in. We appreciate you joining us today as we talk with the amazing Christy Hall. Christy, it's so awesome to have you on talking with us today. Can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Thank you so much for having me today. My brand is Christy Hall, which is myself, of course. I'm a motivational influencer, a career coach specifically for federal government, and a mompreneur. And for me, just introducing mompreneur is important because I know most of us are probably mothers, listeners, and it's very important just to emphasize that. And my story actually began after I moved to Washington, D.C. area around 2002. I'm a native of Charleston, South Carolina. But I've always envisioned myself as a change maker and a helper of people. So I was the first grandchild in my family to actually attend college and make the big step of moving away from the nest of, you know, moving to Washington, D.C. So I've always strangely been one step into uncomfortable positions in my federal career that often led to other open doors. And particularly with what I'm doing right now, writing, strangely, this led to this door as well. And all of my experiences in the federal government definitely have helped and shaped me today. And many things that I didn't understand very clearly back then, I definitely understand now, which is why I definitely challenge readers and listeners to not be ashamed of your experience, but just to feel that they haven't defeated you and look at them as something that actually makes you stronger.
Awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you on today sharing with us. I know that you were a co-author in the Faith for Fiery Trials anthology. Was this your first time publishing?
Actually, yes, this was my first time publishing. And like I mentioned before, becoming a mom is what inspired me to do that.
Okay, awesome.
And definitely one of my greatest accomplishments.
Amazing. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So tell us about your experience with becoming a co-author.
Well, actually, Nicole Mason Esquire is actually who approached me about this first co-author experience. And she's a former co-worker of mine, and we actually would talk at work about these things. And I wasn't aware that she was actually, you know, inside of her life outside of the federal career was doing this. And when I relocated back to Washington, D.C., after living in Texas for 7 years, she said, Christy, do you still want to write a book or do you still want to be a part of it? And she said, actually, for me, God compelled me to reach out to you. And, you know, I said, definitely, sure. So for me, writing has been something that's been therapeutic. And actually, the story that I ended up writing in there wasn't the story that I wanted to write, but, you know, I felt moved to write it. So the whole process was very refreshing, and I definitely appreciate being able to do it because since then I've co-written two other projects.
Awesome. Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So in what way do you hope the part that you wrote in Faith for Fiery Trials will impact readers?
I definitely hope that my chapter inspires readers. Because, of course, with life, you face adversity, whether that's people, whether that's something natural, or whether it's something in the family. But I just wanted to encourage people, despite, you know, anything that happens to you, if you feel attacked personally, definitely to reach, you know, deeper with inside you to get that power and strength. And, of course, we get that from meditation. We get that from seeking and prayer. And just don't give up. Don't be discouraged and understand there's always someone on the other line that's able to help you as well. You may not see it then, but eventually a support system or someone will reach out to you.
Yes, yes. So I know you mentioned since your participation in Faith for Fiery Trials, you've been a co-author in two other projects. Why do you think writing is so important?
I believe writing is important because, number one, it's very therapeutic. It helps me to get things out. And for me, I am not specifically a talker unless I know you. And, you know, writing helps me to talk to strangers in my own way. So that's why writing is so important to me.
Okay, awesome. I can relate to that, not really wanting to talk. I can there because I used writing as a way to try to get out of speaking, but God was like, now you're gonna do both. So what's the power and impact of sharing your story? Because I think so many people underestimate the power of sharing their story, so they hold back. Can you talk to us about the power and the impact in doing so?
I believe the power and impact of sharing your story is, number one, giving other people courage to share theirs, whether it's going to be through writing or whether it's even going to be through speaking. And, you know, I don't know if you're from the South or whatever like me, but I can remember my grandma saying, girl, don't go around telling everybody your business and such. Yes. And I'm like, you know what? You know, for me, I don't really have any, how should I say this? I don't really have any insecurities, I believe, about letting people know my story.
Yes.
You know, and if I know you, I really talk and I can talk. But I just feel like the power of the story is very powerful because, again, it's powerful for me going through the trauma or what I went through and overcoming it. And I'm a person that definitely needs to either vent. And again, writing serves as venting for me and just getting it out in the universe. And for me, once it's out in the universe, I kind of feel like, okay, this is here. I see it. I want to move on to the next thing. And, you know, it's kind of, like I said, therapy for me. So I don't know about for others, but I think it's a good way of, you know, having that therapy, whether you like to talk to someone or whether you just like to just get it out in the open. And while it's out in the open, you know, definitely it's someone can always read it. It's just there. It's, you know, writing is another type of legacy for us.
Right, right. I definitely agree. And I know you said you work for the federal government. Can you share with us some steps for career advancement for women in the federal government?
Well,
or any stories you have about working for the federal government?
My story has been very interesting in the federal government because, number one, I got into it by accident. And it's kind of like I graduated from college. I went to HBCU and I really didn't know what was next for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had some family members who were in it and they were like, we're going to help you. We're going to help you. That didn't work. So I said, you know what? I'm going to the library and I'm going to apply for 50 jobs. And, you know, from that, it was a month. At that time, it was a little easier to apply. So everybody actually called. And the first interview I went on, one of the interviewers, he said, I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, too. And I said, really? And he said, my family's Pinckneys. Do you know any? I said, yes, I do. He was like, you're hired. So that was the easiest interview I've ever been on in my life. But what I will say, what I have learned as far as career advancement, I've been able to informally help a lot of my former colleagues, and this has been through very effective resume writing, being very clear with your objectives. And, you know, usually in the federal government, we have this thing called, we have performance metrics, and this is usually kept by your supervisor during performance time, usually around September. And with that being said, you just have to write down your accomplishments, be very serious and strategic about your career. Know what the steps are. And I always advise anyone to get a mentor that's in their field and speak to the mentor and just see what their experiences are. From the mentor, look at training classes and see what best fits. And just always look for a new opportunity, whether it's a detail or whether it's even a new job. I'm not advising anyone to jump, but if you feel like within your career, you want a new experience, always look for that training that can always level you up.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Do you have any faith to fiery trial stories from being a woman, a career woman in the federal government? Not that you have to share, but do you have any faith to fiery trial career stories?
I will say this, as a Black woman in the federal government, I've kind of faced things where people may have, how should I say, underestimate me about my knowledge and what I know. And another thing that I've done a lot in my career is took interpersonal training.
Okay.
And a lot of times when you're doing any job that's in any career, it's very important to understand personality types and different things. So sometimes when people retaliate against you, which I've had, you know, experiences where I've had some colleagues come forward to me and unprofessionally. So I step back. I don't match that energy. And I say, okay, you know what? We need to talk about this. And realistically speaking, and I give a real life scenario. How would you feel if somebody did this to you?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes them think. And they say, you know what? You're right. You know, and I won't do that again. But usually when I'm dealing with people, I give them real life examples so that they think about it.
Yes.
And, you know, one of my biggest trials was having a supervisor that, you know, I don't want to give away my chapter,
right?
But it was having a supervisor that kind of tried to, you know, sexually harass me.
Wow.
And the very ironic thing about that is I still talk to the supervisor to this day. We got over the issue and I didn't have to involve anyone else within it. And, you know, I actually helped him find another job.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Well, what advice would you share with listeners who may be going through their own fiery trial in their career?
I would definitely advise them not to take anything too personal that happens with them, meaning don't feel guilty. Don't feel like, you know, because I know sometimes you can feel like, wow, why is this happening to me? And it can really take you down. So just never give up. Just keep going and definitely seek those people within the organization that are subject matter experts, because there's usually, it's called EAP, which is employee assistance programs. Usually there are professionals that can help, or just seek someone else that's a peer that, you know, you trust to talk to. Because we always need support, you know, within any situation.
Right. Amazing. And thank you so much for that advice.
You're
so
welcome.
What is next for Ms. Christy Hall in 2023 and beyond?
Well, right now I am planning on getting two solo books completed by December.
Awesome.
And what's next for me? I definitely want to seek more speaking engagements. I definitely want to probably do some women's retreats or different things just for federal career women, and definitely make my social media platform known for motivational influencing. But that's
awesome.
Definitely what I'm looking forward to. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you and learning more about what you do and what you have coming up next. We certainly want to thank you for coming on to the Glambitious podcast. Can you tell listeners how they can connect with you further or find out more about your services or your books?
Okay. Well, I'm actually located on Facebook, and that would be under Christy Renee Hall. And my business page is Christy Hall on Facebook. LinkedIn, I'm also Christy Hall. And on Instagram, it's Coach Christy, and that's one word, and Christy Hall. And my websites, I have www.christyhall.com and www.thefedchick.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Listeners, connect with Christy and find out when the release of those other books are going to be coming out. Again, thank you so much for coming on today. And Glambitious listeners, we want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure.
Until
next time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.